Hydro0503 from Portland, Oregon, wants to know, ask Kevin Art, would you please, about Wi-Fi hacking and war driving and accessing unsecured networks. Very popular these days. I must tell you, Kevin, I have friends who war drive.
All those amateur radio operators.
I shall not name any names, but war driving, let's explain a little bit what he means by that. Would you please, what is
sure, that? Sure, sure. Well, I mean, with the ubiquitous wireless connectivity these days, especially with 802.11, which is 802.11b, that's like the protocol that's used like at Starbucks if you're using T-Mobile. Well, most of these, most consumers these days are going to their local electronics shop and they're installing wireless access points at their homes. Businesses are doing the same. And what war driving does, it's simply driving around the neighborhood. And in some cases, it's called ward walking, where you walk with your laptop, like if you're in Manhattan, and you identify businesses and people that have open wireless networks.
There are literally tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions. What?
I would say hundreds of thousands. And we're not talking just in the United States, Art. I've been traveling all around the world doing speeches on security, and in most of these even in Asia, businesses are running open wireless networks, and once you're on the wireless network, once you associate with a wireless network, in most cases, you're behind the company's firewall. So it's as if you could walk into the company premises and plug in your laptop into their network, and it's pretty scary. And even if you're using encryption, they have a thing called WEP. Which is like a privacy equivalency. It's supposed to encrypt your communications to safeguard your data. And
is 128-bit encryption safe? Or?
No, not using WEP because of the implementation of the protocol. Because a flaw in the implementation, it basically takes an attacker to capture a number of packets, and once a certain number of packets are captured, let's say over a usual time period of 6 hours, basically, with a program called Ethereal, or Ethereal was another way of saying it.
Yes.
Then you could take the output from this program and run it through another program called WebCrack, and basically derive the web key. And so, for any companies that are running, with web enabled, those are also easily hacked. Yes. So what you have to do is you have to treat your wireless access point as basically a completely untrusted entity and, run VPN over it. So.
Well, all right, I'll tell you this. In my own personal situation, I have, for example, a wireless network in my home. I think a lot of people do now. Mine is not that protocol. It's not 802.11b. It's something else, which I won't say. But it's something else, less likely to perhaps be attacked, but certainly not impossible. So.
Yeah, if you're running A, B, and G, those are the most common protocols attacked.
Yes, I'm sure. So these things are all over the place. So, I have a friend, I won't name him, in Las Vegas, who put up a beam antenna, a Yagi,
mm-hmm.
at his house. And he can turn this Yagi 360 degrees, and he found he doesn't even have to pay for internet anymore.
You can just hop on somebody else's.
Yeah, and if for some reason he can't, then he just turns the beam and finds another one. So it's an incredible, incredible world we live in today.
Yeah, in Las Vegas every year they have a big hacker conference called DEF CON. You should go.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, it might be an eye-opener for you. Not only do hackers go, but a lot of law enforcement agencies go as well. And they had a contest, I believe it was last year.
A contest.
And the contest was how far... the distance to, you basically build your own antenna, and how far can you communicate with a wireless access point, and it was 51 miles.
Oh, my God.
51 miles, and they were doing this all, I don't know if they drove up to, like, Mount Potosi or something, but, they actually got that distance, so these guys that basically hitchhiked all the way to Vegas to go to this, hacker convention
yes.
won the contest.
Oh, God. Oh, that's so frightening. And it's all our convenience versus security, isn't it? In other words,
absolutely. There's the bounce. There's the magic bounce. And imagine a social engineering attack with wireless, right? Imagine an industrial spy wants to get access to a company's secrets. So what they do is they do a little bit of research on the person, you know, the family. And what if the executive, you know, received a gift around Christmas time purportedly from a company they'd normally do business with a wireless access point and with instructions to install it? Oh. What are the chances that that executive will just, you know, happily install that at their house, and then they send their operatives, you know, around 3 to 4 weeks later, and then they have complete access to the network and will likely be able to break into the executive's machine or computer, if you will. And then once that executive is VPN'd, you know, in other words, connected to the corporation securely from home, the attackers could hijack that person's connection.
Good Lord.
And be into the corporate network. So you could, follow these, you know, steps through.
Is there
see how dangerous it is?
Is there any way to be safe?
No. I take that back. There's a way you could. There's countermeasures you can do to raise the bar, to mitigate the risk to an acceptable level, but there's no such thing as 100% security.
Was that mitigate the risk or mitnick the risk?
Mitigate.
Yeah, mitigate, all right.